Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Well, by now you may have heard about the handshake. It happened on December 10th in Johannesburg, South Africa. It occurred at the memorial service for Nelson Mandela. The participants, U.S. President Barack Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro. Now, based on the reaction of some people, you would think that Obama just committed an impeachable offense. Here's the text of a tweet from at Stevie Y. Ujas. Handshake with Cuba's Castro. He'll stop at Lenin's tomb, Le Reef at Hitler's bunker on way home. There's a link on the tweet to a Breitbart.com piece which starts off this way. For those who believe in human rights and liberty, the sight of our president bounding up some stairs to energetically shake hands with Raul Castro, dictator of Cuba, was more than a little unsettling, regardless of the circumstance. But that's what President Obama seemed to go out of his way to do at Nelson Mandela's memorial service Tuesday. Should Obama have deliberately snubbed the Cuban president and walked past him? Perhaps he should have made it crystal clear that he would not sit anywhere near Castro at the memorial, so there would be little to no chance for him to be close enough for an encounter. Better still, should Obama have said the price of him attending would be the guarantee that Castro would not attend the service? I mean, come on, it was a handshake. Obama was right to shake hands with Castro. It shows respect. It does not mean approval of his government's political system and their public policies. Okay, one may ask, what about the symbolism? Yes, symbols are very important in politics. That is true. But what symbol does the United States-Cuban relationship need right now? Is it righteous defiance of this socialist republic? Is it maintenance of our ideological confrontation with a nation of approximately 11 million people? Or is it acknowledgement to finally come to terms with Cuba as it has developed since the 1959 revolution? Now, coming to terms with a person or a nation does not mean you like the way they or it has developed, and it also does not necessarily mean that the development is permanent. Just ask some parents. But it is past time that the United States admit that it is its actions which have helped create Cuba as it is now. Yes, I'm speaking of the economic embargo which has been in effect since 1960. 1960! Yet we cannot forget Alan Gross. He is an American who is in jail in Cuba. He is serving a 15-year sentence for trying to undermine the government. Gross was working for DAI, or Development Alternatives Incorporated. In 2011, James Boomgard, its president, said in part, Alan Gross has been accused of doing nothing more than giving peaceful people access to the internet. Gross is 64 years old and should be sent back to the United States. But would publicly snubbing Castro have made the effort to free Gross easier or more difficult? Former President Jimmy Carter said this on the handshake. I think it was something significant. I hope that it will be an omen for the future. So do I. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out my latest book, The Underdog in American Politics, The Democratic Party and Liberal Values. It is now an audiobook. Check out my website, carltroutman.com, for how to get it. And be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.